More than 1,000 competitors took part in the 2023 Delta Gymnastics Invitational last weekend, and 12 from the Whistler Gymnastics Club came away with at least one podium finish. In the Excel Platinum level containing the most skilled athletes, Kira Douglas and Maya Langdale placed second and third respectively on beam. Ruby McClatchy wound up third on floor. Alexa Maxwell prevailed over all others in her age group in Excel Gold on floor, while Parker Watt's own floor routine was good enough for third. Juno Buhler netted three silver medals, beam, floor and all around. And Kai Kwok added two awards of her own, second in floor, third on beam. Moving to Excel Silver, Dylan Eady hit the podium three times as well, first on vault, second in floor and third all around. Isabel Shaw and Ula Morrissey likewise won the vault in their respective age brackets, with Morrissey adding a bronze medal on floor. Kasel Pazdirski and Amelia Aragon both ended up third in their vault events. As exciting as it is to stand on the podium, we have many athletes that are just shy of hitting it, but achieve something far more important, personal bests, said head coach Karen Jarrett. This is a sport of precision where the best athletes make difficult skills look easy and beautiful. At the same time, the athletes are trying to stay on top of the beam, not slip off the bars, confidently run full speed at a stationary vault table and not bounce out of control on a sprung floor. With so much to focus on, we celebrate all of the achievements that are in their control. Whistler gymnastics athletes will next compete over the May-long weekend in Victoria during the 40th Annual Garden City Invitational.